When Blythe Jorgensen graduated from Sudbury Secondary School as a dance major last year, she uncovered a bit of her family ancestry. It dawned on her mom and her mother's sisters that it had been 100 years since her great-grandmother had graduated from the same school. Principal Heather Downey heard of the remarkable connection and knew instinctively that this moment in history had to be captured for posterity. Sudbury Secondary School is the oldest school in the community, said Downey in a press release. I was not surprised to learn that many of Blythe's family members had attended Sudbury Secondary School or its predecessor schools, Sudbury Mining and Technical School, Sheridan Technical School and Sudbury High School. What surprised me was the century of legacy. It gave me goosebumps. The connection took Jorgensen on an exciting journey of discovery. She wanted to learn as much as she could about her great-grandmother's life. What emerged was a heartwarming video of Sudbury Secondary School alumna Blythe Jorgensen sharing the story of her great-grandmother, Isabel Gregg, and how they graduated from the same school exactly 100 years apart. You can watch the video below. She valued education and had a very strong work ethic, and she won a provincial award for her typing speed and she was very proud of that, said Jorgensen of her great-grandmother. I never knew her personally. I never met her, but it does make me feel more connected to her. With the passage of time, Jorgensen reflected on how education has changed. I think the biggest difference from then and now is that a lot of people didn't graduate at the time. Many didn't even attend, specifically women, she said. I know that's why my great-grandmother was very proud of her education, and education has remained a very important thing in my family since then. Jorgensen also said society was less accepting of individuality and differences back then. Schools today are spaces where students are welcomed for who they are. Diversity is respected and celebrated. I think this legacy of 100 years between me and my great-grandmother, Isabel Gregg, is very cool, very unique, said Jorgensen. I don't know anyone with a similar story, and I'm very proud to come from a family of such strong education. I'm really proud that this has become part of my story, part of my high school experience, and the conclusion to this chapter of my life.